In part 4 you heard of how after a year of suffering and enduring systematic criminal madnesses, I finally got bail on December 16, 2016, before the new year 2017, and you heard of how in 2017 I was homeless and hunted by corrupt cops attempting to stop me from publishing my Being a System War Prisoner. Yes, you heard how in 2017 I was hunted by corrupt cops attempting to stop me from publishing their fiction and crimes I endured for 2 years. Because I was forced to fight for my life, good name, and for the justice of all, and because of extreme systematic manipulating, I did not face that forced phony trial till 4 years after I was falsely arrested and abducted August 28, 2015. July 2019, a month after that phony June court trial was forced on me, in a number of ways I was provoked into doing a quick campaign to give security to my life. September 9, 2019, cops claimed I talked to a Mr. Clark which breached a condition. As you know, I have posts which prove I do not canvass attraction to youth, my motive is not to pleasure myself. I am indeed a leading scientist who has summit answers to questions, which Freud and centuries of philosophers were not able to arrive at understanding. I have revelations on lusting, insights which reveal and expose what people think and are attracted to. My insights weigh in on international and national security, public safety, the administration of justice, education, fields of health and science worldwide. Here is my report on every evil I faced and endured, after I was on September 9, 2019 abducted another time by police after I was trying to raise awareness and ran into a hypocrite named Clark, a sociopath. Here is what was caused by Trek Machine Clark's Reddit lies in September 2019, 2 months after I had gotten free from that forced phony trial. Yes, only 2 months after I was already tortured and threatened by systematic terrorists for greater than 3 years to bury and strawman my subsection 6 rights. First, I remind that hypocrites are evil authors. I am not a dude. That term is not disambiguity with respect to who I am. My insights on human nature, lusting and system corruption and words are not ambiguity. My insights are crystal clear. A strange hyper-legal aid man Ernie Bunkle that was pushed on me to speak for September 2019 bail, told me of Reddit comments. That legal aid man deceived because he told me he saw a Reddit thread yet he did not say that was by Clark, and how would EPS and legal aid after days know about that thread? Later we found that that prosecutor's so-called witness Clark that dis and misrepresented a encounter I had with him, was lending to or accommodating bestiality and incest comments on a Reddit thread. What is their next credible witness? How about an old friend of Edmund Kemper? Being a leading investigator and leading witness of 10 years, I am able to say I am one of the few credible witnesses. These days people do not have the character fitness to be a character witness. This audio recording is not my voice, but every word is my word. I am God-gifted world-leading social scientist Sean Gordon Cullen. Liars lie in a way that causes telling the truth to be almost not possible. And by that, any who try to tell what the truth is appear as if they are a liar. How? Most people fail to see that a lie that is undying or not ever-ending, is a way of saying another is lying if they are not with that lie, because by a undying or not ever-ending lie of a liar, another is not given any possible good place in which to say and be otherwise. By that we know that lie of a liar is saying the one who is saying the truth is a liar. How? At every turn that liar is saying the one saying the truth is a cursed, shameful liar, and we know that because the one saying the truth is they who hope, therefore will be trying to settle a truth where the foundation is appearing forever a undying or not ever-ending lie. Where? By that liar. They that lie that way are a resident evil that threaten the name of the one who is truthful. Therefore we know that they that lie in a way that is undying or not ever ending, are false, shaming the one saying the truth. By that we know that they that lie that way are of madly counterfeit dignity, and are at work wanting to rob the one of dignity who is saying the truth. There you see the judgment to all they that were and are at work to try to affect my dignity for saying what the reality is. Therefore we know that they that are cold turning away in ways that are offending me for being one who will point to a great reality, denying me for saying the truth, are of a nature that is accursed. They that deny a great reality, they that will not be worth being trusted with a great reality, are not trusted with every reality that is not great, and are not trusted with greatest realities. Here you see that they that are acting as if I am a liar are showing they are cursed and at risk being forever cursed. Here you see how my adversaries are showing they are cursed or are in greatest danger of being forever cursed. God's wrath is against all they that deny what I am saying. Here is what that bad seed Clark caused. I was taken by police on September 9, 2019. Corrupt EPS cops came to my room number at Dwayne's home. At me, a writer and summit author, one who nurses injured or ill street pigeons, they pointed a number of gun-like weapons at my head. They claimed I breached a bail condition. You know, conditions that I have proven, by systematic hypocrites are conditions unlawfully madly being forced on me. On September 9, 2019 I was taken and brought to the downtown police headquarters. As psychological warfare a cop instantly began using labeling language. I said to him, I am not as you suggest. I am a leading social scientist and I am able to define the nature of anything. The cop to the left said, all right then define aroused. I then said I have not been asked that before, but all right. I then said, aroused is to be affected in a way which causes you to lose capacity to resist a temptation. The officer then of slight inhaled a sense of surprise and he said, I think that is the best definition I have ever heard. I was then told to follow him to be processed. My record here is not a grandiose delusion. Verily I Sean Cullen of a sound mind am saying publicly, this is the full truth and not anything other than the truth, so help me God. I spoke to a creepy legal aid duty counsel lawyer named Ernie Bunkle who dared suggested I did not have any rights and suggested that I would not get bail because my internet posts are too truthful. September 9, 2019 I saw a selected justice of the peace and I said I did not want that creepy legal aid duty lawyer. I said I wanted to represent myself for bail. That JP tried to persuade me not to. I said I want to. He then spoke to override what I said. He said I think we will wait for your other lawyer Ronald Morin. That violated my charter rights. The Crown prosecutor said he did not feel comfortable with that decision because the record would show I already asked to represent myself. That JP said he would adjourn till later that day. They got rid of that Crown prosecutor. I saw a different Crown prosecutor with a JP. That Crown suggested to deny bail. I said, this is another corrupt Crown prosecutor that wants to lock me away so I am trapped by habeas corpus breaches. Word for word I said to that JP and Crown, this is propaganda. They adjourned bail. I was then brought to the Edmonton remand. To use psychological warfare I was within minutes called sexual names by a guard named Orion and a number of other guards that were hyper and vainly laughing. I was brought to a men's bathroom to be strip searched. That guard, with other guards told me to bend over. He said more, and then he made an evil sound to suggest he was libid. I see that as a federal criminal matter of sexual harassment and sexual assault. What is very profound is, knowing that guards acted that way after calling me names. Why would Edmonton remand guards want to sexually assault one they are calling names? I saw a female judge. I quickly began by interrupting and warning via the remand court floor videotron that I was assaulted. That courtroom 267 bail judge immediately in a disrespectful way said, I am not listening to this. I then said that violates my rights, this is not a bail hearing. I want a new judge. That lawless judge then had guards intimidatingly drag me away. Minutes later I was brought in a second time to face that judge. I was quiet while that prosecutor used unseemly language to maladdress. The judge said she would review my case and adjourn till Friday. I said, "Will you let me say something?" That judge said no, and mysteriously guards were cued to grab me and drag me away like that last time. I believe that was when I yelled those are not my words, or that was Friday. Friday, September 13th. 2019 I faced that judge and I reminded that my need to speak was being bullied, mauled, and denied. Minutes later I was called to a phone video screen room to speak with lawyer Ronald A. Morin. Morin asked me what I have to say. He then said no, I am not listening, as if he did not want evidence recording, which would correctly hold him responsible. Minutes later I faced that judge. I was denied bail. I yelled saying, my posts on the internet prove I am innocent. I said, this is a scandal, a witch hunt. I said, I did not just prove I am not guilty, I have exposed and proven that my adversaries, accusers are. I believe they call guards to drag me away, and call me in minutes later, to possess an option to delete the first remand videotron record, and try to fabricate a court hearing record. That is what I feared a number of times throughout unjustly being held like a Alberta political prisoner from August 2015 into 2019. Morin strangely suggested that prosecutor Rowan insanely wanted to try to lock me away for 10 years for breaching a bail condition. I raised my voice a number of times in courtrooms after 2015 and in 2016 declaring in my own way that I believe James Rowan was and is being used to attempt to illegally unconstitutionally lock me away for my 2009 to 2015 fight and work of reporting and exposing tyranny, hypocrisy, and a degree or degrees of exploitation. All is really exposed now. Perhaps there is an Edmonton citizen who remembers me raising my voice in a court hearing years ago saying I am an author unjustly being processed in an attack on my free speech and attack on Canada's constitution and civil rights. September 2019 I was brought to the remand infirmary and led to cell number 7. A disgusting fat Caucasian inmate named Wayden Wilcox was in cell number 10. This was that entrapping closed-in area of the infirmary. Wilcox acted like he did not know who I was. He then asked questions and said, I know you, you are Sean. You have Ronald Morin as a lawyer. I know because I hacked into his cell phone. You are the one who leaves 15-minute messages on his cell phone saying you are innocent. Yeah, I know ya. He then began asking questions like, so, what were you charged with? Why would he have needed to ask if he was listening to my phone calls? I told that violently perverted sociopath that for a number of years I warned persons running systems of wide open material not blocked and not addressed, and so I acted on a section of the criminal code called subsection 6 which gives a citizen the right to send proof of what system persons appear to be ignoring or playing in. Wade Wilcox then exposed himself as being put there by guards to harass and harm me at that closed-in section of the infirmary. He suggested he has inside knowledge that I would be sentenced to prison time by a judge and crown in a conspiracy to use inmates to harass, entrap me and cause my demise. I have a perfectly sound mind. I do not suffer any persecutory delusion, nor schizo-denial. This account on murderous freak Wilcox is the truth, the whole truth and not anything other, so help me God. He calls people names to divert and to affect your will. You can see right through it. And I said to him, I see you are not able to sound approved to say that. And I said, I told you of subsection 6, and my story and posts are on the internet proving I am a scientist and that I was in reality not convicted and not found outside the law. He carried on harassing with a perpetually perverting salivating energy. I said, "You are perverting the sound of terms used to mark perverting." I said, "That does not make sense. That exposes you." I said, "I strongly suspect you were playing in that material I was reporting, which is why remand persons are using you to harass and threaten me." I said, "I wasn't born yesterday." Other cons from MI8 to MI14 evidence that they were selected to that closed in infirmary zone to pervertedly harass me while I was in the first cell MI7. September 15, 2019 I used my cell intercom at approximately 5:05 p.m. to warn the guard that sociopath Wayden Wilcox used language incriminating guards, a future judge and crown in a plot to jail me to use inmates to entrap me and cause my demise. From my understanding there is a evidence codex for cell intercom recordings. I asked guard Pilipow to put me on the other side of the infirmary where I was before. He said he'd think about that and get back to me, yet he never did. September 17th I used the cell intercom to again warn of that Wilcox plot and of him saying he hacked into my lawyer's phone. September 18th, 2019 six times, nurses and psych aides walked by and asked if I wanted an injection. I said I do not take injections, and I said I am a social scientist and do not have any mental health issues. I said I have proven on the internet a scandal in which at a time an injection was forced on me inside Edmonton Remand's default Alberta hospital in an illegal attempt to label me, so I am illegally locked away so the public does not hear from me and does not get to know who I am and what I know. I used my cell intercom to record to a guard that I was asked that same question six times on the same day. I recorded saying that asking me that six times on the same day is a scandal. I said a same nurse asked me twice. Although I made myself perfectly clear, the next day on September 19th a guard named Akuba W. opened my cell door and said, "Let's go, you are getting your injection." I said, "I don't get injections. And even if I did, by law it's illegal to force a remanded inmate to take meds against their will." I after used the cell intercom to say to that guard Akuba that it appeared he attempted to breach remand rules by intimidating and extorting me into taking an injection against my will. Through the cell intercom he changed his tone and tune, lied by denying that he meant to. After the late night guard shift change I used the cell intercom three times to warn further that Wade Wilcox used language, that he and inmates were selected to that part of the infirmary to harass, entrap, harm and, above all, to act as false witnesses. Colluding with guards, after the September 19th to September 20th late night guard shift change I used the cell intercom to again warn that Wilcox and inmates were suggesting that Wilcox was permitted to use an infirmary room, outside, that closed-in section, to use a computer from time to time, and he suggested system persons are supporting a lawsuit he is planning, and that a corrupt judge will let him win as a bonus for targeting me. I remind that I was in that cell 7 to cell 14 closed in zone of their corrupt infirmary. September 20th, MI12 con told a guard that he is listed as a high priority inmate so he gets what he wants. He did not say, high profile. He said, high priority. He was harassing me and calling me names like Wilcox was. I used the cell intercom to report that matter, and that high priority claim. I think his name was Gavin. He loudly acknowledged he is bisexual. Guard Pilipow was paying M112 extra attention. After I reported Mr. High Priority, yes, reported using my cell 7 intercom, that harassing pervert was later taken off that closed in part of the remand infirmary. I witnessed Edmonton remand guards reorganizing which infirmary cells, cons I reported were put in, as if reorganizing to confuse records on what con was in what cell. September 22, staff came by my cell strangely dressed, appearing extra clinical. They asked if I have any mental health issues. I said I am a social scientist, I define mental health issues. In my understanding, what is a social scientist? A social scientist is one who understands the nature of people, things, communications, words, language, terms, sounds, knows how to put into words the nature of people and things. September 23, I found that guards or a guard disabled my cell intercom. I was shocked by that. I asked Supervisor Donnie why inmates that did not suffer any infirm issue were put where I was, and why inmates use wheelchairs and wear bandages and then stand up walking around as if they are healed. Donnie oddly said he could not answer that. He said he would check into that and get back to me, yet he did not. Supervisor Donnie is a supervisor that calls for monthly charter breaching hind strip searches. Ask yourself and others why Justice Alberta is letting bisexual and gay sickos act out monthly hind strip searches in the name of drug checks, even on me who publicly and privately have spoken against drugs. Alberta governors know there are gay and bi persons, yet they have no policy. They push drugs on people and gay and bi persons in the name of drug checks, act out voyeurism. And you witnessed my audio and written report on their digital surveillance scandal. And behold my report on exposed state-involved family nudism and that market. Alberta systems persons are acting out a vicious circle hypocrisy and abuse. And remember my public report on being stalked. People everywhere need to behold that these are my false accusers. It happens to be people that fail to see a destined absurdity of believing in lizard aliens. Scientists say our universe is a hologram, and Matthew 11:25 and Isaiah 45:7 and Isaiah 34:4 and Revelation 6:4 clearly evidence that God is a God of hoaxes, and clearly evidences that God is behind people falling into delusions about aliens, false gods, and evolution. That is why there is a Fermi paradox with respect to false belief in interstellar lizards and foolishness of belief in alien structures and images based on such low-resolution pictures. And consider 1 Corinthians 3:19 and Revelation 17 that fits with system persons possessing toys of technology while they whore themselves in great lies and lusts. It happens to be sociopathy and narcissistic natured persons elevating to power, shutting others and I out of systems of power, that Matthew 25:45 warns is a curse. And behold every way I have been targeted for my fight for free speech and constitutional realness. September 25, 2019, sometime after dinner, 5 times I used the cell intercom to report that language by Wilcox and inmates evidence that I will be murdered and or harmed and trapped by a conspiracy that judges, prosecutors, and guards are behind. Guard named Snow agreed that Wilcox is a bad man with a dark past that should not be getting any money via a lawsuit. That extreme pervert Wilcox suggested he has murdered people he has not been convicted for. Late at night Wilcox said he thinks guards are getting ready to rape an inmate. Wilcox said, I hope they are. Knowing I am innocent, he then said for me to hear, maybe they will rape cell 7, me. I Sean Cullen am saying this is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. A alarming question which every Alberta citizen and province need to ask and take seriously is, why would any that call others skinners or offenders want to rape any they call that? That is a great chilling clue to this systematic mystery I have exposed. Now after lunch September 26, 2019 I called that probation officer Jill Pfeiffer to warn of all matters language by Wilcox. An earlier inmate named A. Mahmoud told me inmates are skinners that were put there to target me. Mahmoud said he could kill someone and system persons would let him off the hook. This is not fiction. September 27, 2019 I was put in shackles and cuffs, led to the remand court floor to speak to bail and put in a cell that was to mark me as a danger. I told guards that days earlier I was not in cuffs and shackles and not put in such a cell before talking to a judge via Videotron. See Part 2 of Conspiracy Audio Podcast, a record documenting with respect to a October 22, 2015 bail day, proof which does fit with this stark dark matter. Infirmary inmate cell 14 Jesse D. who was by that remand court floor cell I was in said perhaps there's a great market of material of youth and maybe people think I am in the way of that. I was shocked to hear him say that. September 30, 2019 I called to leave a message on that probation officer's phone and on a lawyer's phone, and my lawyer Ronald A. Morin's phone to report that I was sexually harassed and criminally harassed by Supervisor Donnie and a number of perverted guards while they acted out a drug search strip search. In the evening I used the cell intercom to report that matter. Yes, guards were saying I like younger girls. I said I am a social scientist and I know you guards like children. That is why you are at work to act as you are. I left a message to let that probation officer Jill Pfeiffer know a guard was poking pointed at his hind at me and was shaking his rear at me, as a mock, as if he was giving an invitation, and he used other body language to sexually harass me. Strangely, that mysteriously selected probation officer did not do anything. The video surveillance will, should, prove the matter which is criminal in nature. In 2015 a native con told me I might not be able to trust police services to truthfully tell the public what remand video surveillance records prove. This criminal matter weighs in with my report on guards Orion and Unston and guards that sexually assaulted me by their remand entry strip search 20 days earlier. While that later illegal infirmary unit strip search was being acted out, as a mock a female guard sang Jesus loves me this I know while other guards laughed to mock my belief in Jesus Christ. Equals that was criminal harassment of my faith. Lawyer Ronald A. Morin did not speak to those matters. September 28 I used the cell intercom to warn again of the danger I knew I was in. September 29 I did the same thing. And on that closed in part of the infirmary shockingly I found that my ORCA number 128-5515 was blocked from calling the Edmonton police complaint line. I did not abuse, nor use, that complaint line number in times past. And I found that I could not dial 911. A guard told me I just needed my voice activation reset. What baloney. Blocking my access to a police complaint line breached my rights, and I'd go as far as saying that's a federal criminal matter of facility terrorism, entrapment, and obstruction of justice. October 1, 2019 I was forced to keep quiet or not get bail. Mr. Ronald Morin told me he knows I do not have a mental health issue, yet he suggested that if I let court people label me I would get bail. I got to Dwayne's home and I learned that a system gang stalker and sociopath named Star Mather and security named Lisa, said cops started a rumor that I murdered a Dwayne's home resident named Samson. I had a few people threatening to stalk me and stab me for that rumor. I said that rumor was started after I was abducted based on a so-called breach and was while I was remanded. Yes, why must I follow any illegally forced condition while the whole world can see online that I have proven I was interfered with, kidnapped, hidden away, unjustly forced to endure systematic torture, tyranny, and an insanely fraudulent kangaroo trial? That rumor evidences what was a shocking conspiracy of wanting to fabricate evidence, or to incite people to stalk me to entrap me. I am able to say that I never knew that individual that acted that out. I was not his roommate and I did not enter his room in all the years I lived in Dwayne's home. I did not talk to him and do not know a thing about him. And security surveillance would have recorded the proof that I did not enter his room or even stop at his door that day. Residents said he killed himself. And I certainly would not have gotten bail weeks after. This is further evidence of great mischief, defamation, and that cops were and are wanting to harm my identity and life in a conspiracy to attempt to stop Alberta from knowing about my insights and the market. Any fool would know all any would have needed to do was check the Duane's house video surveillance records with respect to that residence room that he was found dead in. Albertans know now that cops want that material of youth, and so there are now no secrets. If they stop heading at the public with false brands and labels, Alberta can head to a new start. They need to stop thinking about their conjured cons and conformity and conspiring control and need to start thinking about the Constitution.